Now then, let's look at this next one, verse 22. After it says the children of the godly will go free, that's where we want to be. So we, as men and women of integrity, with a clean heart, serving God, we should expect God to bless our children, and our children should go free. We want them to serve God too, then, so that their children will go free. Now it says a woman, a beautiful woman, a woman who is beautiful but lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. Have you ever seen a beautiful woman somewhere and you look at her and you think, wow, what a beautiful woman. And then all of a sudden, she flips out a cigarette and puts it in her mouth, takes a drink of alcohol, and then a bad word comes out of her mouth. I want to be as far from that woman as I know how to get. All of a sudden, the beauty that she had outwardly turned awful. You know that? Wow. But you know, it's amazing how that you can take a woman that from the world's eyes, with the most beautiful thing, every way, form and fashion, clothes, everything, but she doesn't have any ability to have any kind of discretion. And she's just a woman of the world. And boy, there's jillions of them out there. There's jillions of them out there. Wow. I don't want one of those kind. I don't want one of those kind. I was amazed here a while back. I was in a restaurant, and there was a woman. She was walking down, and I thought, wow, what a nice-looking lady. I mean, she was beautiful. And then when she turned around to me, she had a dress on that was cut to about right here. And then she leaned over to get some food off of the line, and when she did, she had no bra on. I mean, you know, just you could almost see everything when the dress. And I thought, this woman. I said, you know, this woman needs to learn how to dress. You know, I just thought, wow, this woman lacks discretion. You know, she's dressing to draw attention to the beautiful body that God's given her. I bet she don't know God herself. You know, I just bet she don't even know who He is. I thought, wow, but. I see some women even come to church like that. You know it? There is a few of them that'll come to church like that. It says, a woman who is beautiful but lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig snout. Now, if you can find a beautiful woman and she dresses right, you know, she takes care of herself, she has discretion, wonderful, clean words come out of her mouth, she takes care of her body, then you got everything. I mean, you got everything. Unfortunately, there's not very many of those out here. You know, not very many of those. You know, praise God. You know, you're patting yours. You're thinking, I got one. Praise the Lord. When you got one like that, you got a good one. Patty's a good one, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. When a man has a woman like that, he's very proud of his woman when he has a woman like that. A woman who is beautiful but lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig snout. Who wants a gold ring in a pig snout? You know, I was raised up on a farm, and I think about a pig. You know, I mean, you can wash a pig and clean him up and everything else, and he'll run right down there to the pig pen and just run his old snoot right down in the ground and pick up everything in the world and eat anything in the world and then just lay down and, you know, and kick. And they're just dirty every way in the world. And they smell awful to go with it. I know. I've raised a few of them in my life. I hate it whenever you go to a pig farm where they're raising pigs, you know, and I mean, if you got 100 of them out there, man, you can smell it for 5 miles. It's awful. Go to verses 23 and 24. The godly can look forward to happiness. Now, how many people in the world you know are looking for happiness? Everybody. Everybody wants to be happy. You want your needs met. You want to be able to be joyful and everything. But what's the requirements? Being godly. You know, the godly can look forward to happiness. While the wicked, now we go back to Dave's teaching, me, wicked? I can be wicked? Yes, we can be wicked. Unfortunately, even as Christians, The godly can look forward to happiness while the wicked can expect only wrath. I don't know about you, but I don't want a spanking from God. Do you? No. I want him to bless me. Some people that I've known over the years think that it's impossible for God to pour his wrath out upon his children. But they've missed it. God would never make me sick. You know, God would never do this. He would never withhold finances from me. Oh, yes, he will. I got news for you. He is the one in total control. He's either going to bless you or he's going to curse you, one of the two. You're either going to have your needs met or they're not going to be met. And the thing I've learned about this, a lot of times, we spend 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years getting ourselves into this mess. And then we begin to learn the truth. And so we repent and think that God's just going to wash everything away and put us back and put us up on a step of glory now, and every need's going to be met instantly. It don't usually work like that. Very rarely does it work like that. When you begin, you got yourself in trouble over 20 years, then he's going to, when you repent and start going the other way, he says, okay, I'm going to see what you're going to do. I'm going to bless you with just a little bit here. I'm going to see what you're going to do with that little bit. I'm not going to give you a whole lot until I know what you're going to do with it. So if you grumble and complain, you may never get out of the hole. You may get deeper in the hole. So worship and praise the King. If you ever want to get out of that rut, you got to put him first. The godly can look forward to happiness while the wicked can expect only wrath. Now, did we forget? We can be wicked as a church. We think he's talking about them lost sinners out there. What do you think happens every time you get into wrath? You get angry. Did you just become wicked? What if you go to bed with some girl or guy that you're not married to, or you're not married, and you go to bed with somebody and you have sex out of wedlock? You think you just become wicked? Yeah, I guarantee you did. And who knows how long it's going to take to overcome all of that wickedness, you know? But I can tell you, things are going to happen that you won't like. It is possible to give freely. Now, these are the things that really blows you away when it comes to giving. It is possible to give freely and become more wealthy. Amen. Now, that don't make no sense at all, does it? Only in God's plan does it make sense. It is possible to give freely and become more wealthy, but those who are stingy will lose everything. I knew a man for many years of my life that he was stingy. He wouldn't give his kids nothing. He wouldn't give his wife nothing. I mean, he wouldn't spend money for nothing. You'd have thought he still got his first dollar that he ever made. But the guy was always broke, had very little money, just couldn't seem to make it. But he wouldn't give you nothing. And then there was another man working right along beside of him, you know, making the same money. This guy would give you anything. Somebody come along, or somebody walk up, or some poor little kid there, he said, hey, he said, Jack or Joe or whatever this other guy's name, I won't use his real name. He said, hey, Jack, let's give this kid a couple of bucks. I work hard for my money. I ain't giving that kid no money. I'm keeping my $2. He said, well, let me help him. I'm going to give him a couple bucks. But that guy always got money. But yet he's always giving. Isn't that amazing? But the scripture says, it is possible to give freely and become more wealthy. Somebody says, how does that work? Well, first of all, the guy that's stingy, that don't ever help anybody, his washing machine only works like 1 year past warranty and then it breaks. Whereas the guy that gave freely, his lasted 10 years after warranty and it never broke. I mean, those are the way things work, right? You know, because guess who's in control? God is. He's in control. Or, you know, I've seen many people that would be so stingy and they go out and buy them a brand new car. Said, I am tired of trying to get a car fixed. I'm going to get one that's got a 3-year warranty. And they buy one and for 3 years it don't break, but they're making all them high payments for 3 years. They get it paid for, and 30 days after the warranty's run out, the transmission goes out and costs them $2,000 to fix it. And yet the other guy's the giver. You know, that other guy, he drives his $200,000, never breaks. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing how all this works. But after all, who's in control? God is. Who makes things last or who makes things break? God does. He is in control. You know, so the more you study the Scripture, the more you understand this. But those who are stingy will lose everything. Wow. I don't want to be stingy, do you? I want to give. And, wow, praise the Lord. The generous prosper and are satisfied. Now, here we're still talking about those people that are generous people. I think about a ministry that I know of that when it first got started, they were having financial difficulty. I know a lot of ministries had financial difficulties. But this one was really having difficulties, and they were going pretty strong, and then one day, you know, they were down to they just couldn't pay their bills. And so the guy that was kind of like myself in this little ministry, he went to the Lord and began to plead with the Lord. Lord, why is it we're about your business, and Lord, it doesn't matter what we do, we cannot have enough money coming in to pay the bills, Lord, and we're about your business. What are we doing wrong? And he's pleading with God. He said he was preaching somewhere, and it was time to go. So he said, after I got through praying, I got up and I walked out, and I went down to the hallway to the elevator, and a guy walked up just as I pushed a button. He said, aren't you so-and-so? Your preacher? He said, yes, sir. He said, where are you tithing off your ministry? He said, I said, sir, that's none of your business. And so he said, I got in the elevator and went down, started to go out to get in the car. People were going to pick me up. And a guy walked up to him and said, aren't you so-and-so, preacher? He said, well, yes. He said, by the way, where are you tithing on your ministry? He said, I got in the car and I thought, okay, Lord, what's the big deal with this? Nobody's ever asked me that question. I prayed, want to know why I'm not financially blessed. And two people that I don't know have asked me where I'm tithing. Nobody's ever asked me that question. He said, Lord, I'm not tithing. We're using it all for you. So he said, maybe that's what's wrong. We're not giving away anything. We're bringing everything in. Yes, we're using it to run the ministry, but we're not giving it to any other ministries. So he goes and calls one of his board members that has access to the finances. He said, how much money do we have left in the bank? He said, just about $1,000. And that's it. That's all we got. He said, find a good ministry somewhere that's really blessing people, that's moving, that God's doing good things, and write a check for the whole sum and send it to them.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.